Well, Colm, it's Ulster final weekend. Donegal back in another decider. You've been there on the big day, on the provincial showpiece, so you have played on numerous occasions for Donegal, and you got winners' medals as well. I suppose, what's it like for a player now in the days leading up to an Ulster final?
Well, I suppose the Ulster final is a special day. The boys would be glad to be back in the Ulster final, but as you said, we've played in a good few of them. Well, we come out in the wrong end of a few of them, but the boys are out next day to put that right and hopefully come out in the right end of the result.
Yeah. What have you met of Donegal this year? Because in the league, there was relegation, but in the championship, they've been racking up the big score, so they've been playing some impressive football. I'm sure they'll be confident going into this game.
Yeah, I think so. They should be confident, and rightly so. And, you know, I like the way they're trying to play their football this year. They're trying to push up the field and put more scores on the board. And in fairness to them, they are doing that. I suppose the other side of the coin is that when you push up, you're going to concede a little bit more. But just looking ahead to the game on Sunday, I think, you know, you'd have to fancy Donegal to put up a big score. Fermanagh's going to be defensive. You know, they only conceded 7 against Armagh and 10 against Monaghan. But I can't see them fit to hold this Donegal team to less than 14, 15, 16 scores. And, you know, fancy them to push on and be able to put up a big score against Fermanagh.
Yeah, because they're going to force Donegal to kick long, but given the calibre of the player that Donegal has, and you know them quite well, that's something that's easily dealt with, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Now, even looking at the Monaghan game in the semi-final, I thought, you know, the longer the game went on, the more holes appeared in the Fermanagh defence. They were well set up, in fairness, but you could see the wee gap starting to appear, and Monaghan didn't just capitalise on it and punish Fermanagh for it. But I think Donegal will find those holes and will pick them off, and, you know, they can run the ball, they can keep from distance, and they can find those wee pockets of space after being patient on the ball. If Fermanagh sit back, you're encouraging the likes of Frank and Ryan McHugh, Leo McLoon, these boys to attack from deep, and there's no better men than find those wee pockets of space and laying it on off to McBertie and Murphy and these boys to tap over the bar then.
Takes a serious fitness level to play this sort of game, doesn't it? We've seen that the last day when there was a lot of high intense energy involved in the game, and we've seen the entire halfback line score before your full forward line.
Aye. Now, in fairness, that the Donegal team at the minute, that's one thing. They look super fit and look like they could run all day. And, you know, I don't think that'll be an issue come Sunday, but I hear Fermanagh's done a lot of work over the winter and started last September, so fitness will not be an issue there either. But I just think when it comes down to it, you know, I suppose from a Donegal point of view, you'd be worried about the two Quigleys that could cause problems. But I can't see Fermanagh scoring enough to beat Donegal unless they'd have to get a couple of goals. But you'd have to fancy Donegal.
Yeah, if Fermanagh were to spring a surprise on Sunday, where would it come from?
I suppose the surprise would be if they didn't go defensive and pushed up the field. But, you know, it's very, very unlikely they're going to do that. You'd have to imagine they'll stick to what's working for them all year, and that's sitting back in defence. And I suppose maybe they might try and play the two Quigleys inside and edge of the square and bomb a few balls on top of them. But probably looking from Rory Gallagher's point of view, he's probably looking at it and thinking Fermanagh need goals to beat Donegal as well. You know, he's a smart man, he's well clued in. So, you know, he might try and put two boys in on top of the keeper and Laurie Ball on top of them.
How big a miss will Neil Magee be on Sunday, having got that red card in the semi-final? Or given the level of the opposition, this is not disrespecting Fermanagh in any way at all. If it was against Monaghan or Tyrone, would Neil be a bigger loss on Ulster final day?
Any day you lose or don't have Neil Magee, it's going to be a big loss. But, you know, I think it's even more so this weekend when you've got the two Quigleys. They're a real handful. They're big, strong men, and, you know, anyone in the Donegal panel is able to deal with one of them would be Neil Magee. So I think he's going to be a loss this weekend, more so than if they were playing Monaghan in Ulster final.
What about these young guys that are playing football with Donegal at the moment? The likes of Owen Ban Gallagher has really stepped up to the plate in 2018, and he's carrying a lot of ball. And we've seen the likes of Kieran Thompson, Michael Langan all putting on big shifts and big performances as well. I mentioned one of the guys there who's actually your own club mate. So does Declan have this mix right then, do you think, Colm?
I think now for a number of years now we've seen them players coming through, and we knew the calibre player they were. They're seriously fit, they're seriously good in the ball, and their attitude's brilliant. And I think every year they're getting better and better. Like Michael Langan's only 21 now, Kieran Thompson's 22, 23, Owen Barnes 22, and they're just coming and getting better and better every year. But as you alluded to there, like Michael Langan and Kieran Thompson, you know, if Fermanagh drop off them boys and give them space out in the 45, they'll have no problem whatsoever of taking on the shot and putting it over the bar. Like, they've great feet in them, so, you know, they're great options and they're a great asset to assist the likes of Michael and Patrick McBerty and wee Jimmy Brennan too, who's really pushed on and went to another level this year as well. And, you know, he's a great option on side along with Patrick now.
He played with an all-star goalkeeper in Paul Durkin. You won an All-Ireland alongside him. Sean Patton's in his first year with Donegal, and he has been kicking fantastically this year since he made the step up into the senior panel. How impressed have you been with the young head of Sean Patton and his delivery of balls into play this season in the Championship?
Funny, it was after the Derry game, I met him and Michael Murphy shot there and was having a chat with him, and, you know, I couldn't get over that day in particular. I couldn't get over the distance he put on his key catch. Like, it was Papa Lake, if you like. He was put the other 45, and when you have that in your locker, it makes it a lot easier than the short kickers and that, and you can pick off a short, and then you do a couple of shorts, you can hit them over the top. So he's a good asset for Donegal at the minute, and in fairness to the young fella, now he's done well. He hasn't played for Donegal before this season, and, you know, he looks like a man that's in there and had years and years of experience. So he's doing well so far, and hopefully he can continue to bring that to the table on Sunday.
Yeah. Jim McGuinness always said that when you win medals, you breed confidence within a squad. How big a lift will it be for this Donegal team if they take victory on Sunday in the Ulster final and go to this new Super 8 series?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as you said, these fellas have won a lot of underage titles under minor and 21 and have that confidence and belief in themselves. But I think they need to go on now and win an Ulster title. And it does really springboard you to the All-Ireland series whenever you go into those Ulster champions. Gives you a real lift, and, you know, it'll get an extra couple of percent out of them when they go to the Super 8. So I think it's imperative to win on Sunday, and just to give them that belief and confidence. And I suppose a few of them were involved in the Ulster finals we lost the last couple of years there. You know, just to kind of get that out of their head and to push on into the All-Ireland series will definitely be a big help.
Yeah. What's it like to score an Ulster final day? You know all about it, so you do, Colin.
Well, scoring any day is good, but Ulster final is special now. And, you know, as I said, I think every team in Ulster really, really knows how important Ulster Championship is, even more so than the other provinces. And to score an Ulster final day is good, but to come out on the right side of the result in Ulster final day is even better. And, you know, it's a great feeling. Be it the first or second or third, it's always special. And, you know, the next time some of them, Murphy and them boys, are going for four Ulster titles now. And, it'll be every bit as special to them as the first one.
Yeah. Just finally then, you're tipping Donegal for success this weekend?
I think so, yeah. You know, I don't think so. I'll be fairly certain now, but I think if they get ahead early on, I could see them racking up a big score. But you'd imagine Fermanagh will be fit to keep it fairly tight, you know, and not be watching it up to half time. But I think the longer the game goes on, the more Donegal will start to pick them off, and I think they'll push on and one confidently in the end of.